Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. I got a letter through the mail from y'all about a small business loan.
Sure. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on that letter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Could you hold on one sec? Let me pull up the computer screen here. Could you read that back to me 4 digits at a time, please?
2411.
Okay.
0001.
Okay.
0019.
All right.
2783.
2783. Just one second here, please.
All right.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. Could you read those back to me one more time? It didn't pull up your information correctly there. I'm sorry.
All right. You ready for it?
Yes, I am.
2411.
2411. Okay.
0001.
0001. Okay.
0019.
0019. Got it.
2783.
Was that 3783?
2783.
Okay. That might have been.
2783.
2783. Gotcha. All righty. Am I speaking with Donald?
Yes, sir.
All righty, Donald. My name is Zach. What is the name of your business?
Peace Logging.
What is it? I'm sorry. I couldn't hear the first part.
Peace Logging. EAFT. Peace Logging.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. East Logging. Okay. And is the business classification, is it a proprietorship? Are you a partnership, an LLC, a C-Corp, an S-Corp?
I'm an individual logger, LLC, I guess what you call it.
Okay. And then is the business still located on the 1444 Bethlehem Church Road address?
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent. And then lastly, Donald, what would be a good email address in case I need to send you out any information today?
I don't have one. My wife does. I don't even know what it is, to be honest with you.
Okay, because I may need to send you out some information and an application today. So I just was curious if the best way to get that information to you. We typically don't send that stuff through normal mail.
Yes, what time y'all used to stay around in maybe?
What's that?
I said, what time y'all used to stay in work in the evening?
I'm here for about another hour here. But what I can do after our conversation is just give you my phone number, and then when your wife gets in today or tomorrow, you can give me a call back and give me that information then, and if I need to send you out some information, I can do that at that time.
All right.
So, Donald, what can we do for you today? How can we help you out?
Well, I was just going to see about getting a loan,
Okay. Were you looking to a loan for equipment or for some operational capital, or what are you looking to do here? Operational capital. Okay.
Yeah.
How much were you looking for?
Well, I was looking for about 10,000.
Okay. 10,000. Sure. And let me ask you this, Donald, have you ever done a working capital loan before?
No, sir, she ain't.
Okay. I just wanted, the reason I ask is I wanted to tell you a little bit of how they work, so you get a better understanding. So our working capital loans, we're able to lend 10 to 15% of the sales, gross sales, from your business that you did last year. Do you know what the East Logging did in sales last year?
Altogether, it was $178,000.
Okay, 178. So, okay. So, Donald, we could definitely get you it sounds like we could get you the 10,000 you're looking for. It's definitely, we could probably get you upwards of 20 if you were looking for that. I'm not sure if that's what you need or what you're looking for. Is it just 10 is what you're looking for?
Well, let me ask you how it works. Like, just say if we go with 20,000.
Okay.
what I have is, I know I have a monthly payment, but on the interest rate, how does that work?
Okay, so they're unsecured loans, meaning there's no collateral. You know, all the risk is on our end. So they started about 10 cents on the dollar. So let's say, you know, we lent you $10,000 over the course of a year, you would pay us back 11. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so that's it starts at about 10 cents on the dollar. It can go up from there. We need to take a look at a couple factors like your time in business. We do look at credit, cash flow for the business. You know, those would be factors that would see how long the term would be and the total payback. How would you rate your personal credit?
I wouldn't say it's great, but I guess it's decent. I'm about $150,000 in debt, so I guess it's all right.
Okay, would you say maybe like the 600s thereabouts?
Still more about that.
Okay. Hey, you know what? One real quick question for you, Donald. What is a good phone number in case I need to reach back out to you today?
It'd be 252. It'd be there it goes 256-252-0758.
256-252-0758?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Okay. So, you know, it's a pretty simple process to see what we could make available for your business. We have a one-page application, and then we would need to take a look at 6 months of bank statements to check the cash flow for your business, and then we would look at the first two pages of your most recent tax return. Did you file a tax return last year for the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we look at the first couple pages of that to verify your sales, and then if you had any other loans out, we just want to look at the contracts for those, and that would give us a snapshot of your business that we need to, you know, make the best offer possible.
All right.
But yeah, I can shoot you that out in an email here, and then you know, I'll give you my contact information as well, and then if there's any questions, you can always reach back out to me. I'll be more than happy to help you.
All right.
So what's that email address again? Oh, actually, you know what? That's right. You got to grab that from your wife. Let me do this. Let me give you my direct dial here. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me give you my phone number. So maybe you could reach back out to me tomorrow morning and give me that email address, and then I could shoot you out that information then. Would that work?
That'll work.
Okay, so you can reach me directly. My area code 858 0426, and that will go directly to my office.
All right. And what's your name?
My name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
All right.
And I will be in the office tomorrow at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. So I think maybe that might be 9:30 your time or 10:30.
All right.
Are you guys, you're East Coast time. Are you 3 hours ahead of us?
I'm not sure how it works, to be honest with you. I may lie to you.
No problem. No problem. But if, Don, if you want to give me a call in the morning, and I can grab that email address from you, and then I can send you the information that you need.
All right. I believe sure will, man.
Sounds good. Hey, it was a nice to meet you and talk with you today, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
All right. We sure will.
All right, sir. You have a good afternoon.
You too, man.
All right. Bye.
All right.